Snap Judgment, Saturday afternoon at 1, right after the Saturday broadcast of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KUAF. Voters in Fort Smith may yet see a 1% prepared food tax question on a ballot. Opponents of the tax, passed earlier this year by the city's board of directors, have until 5 p.m. Tuesday to submit enough signatures to have the matter in front of voters. The new deadline comes after another official notification from the city clerk's office. That same office had earlier this year ruled that petitions submitted in a previous effort were incomplete and petitioners hadn't followed protocol. However, Sebastian County Circuit Court Judge Michael Fitchue yesterday issued an order that forced the city to give the Citizens for Responsible Taxation 10 more days to correct the deficiencies. The University of Arkansas School of Law will formally dedicate the E.J. Ball courtroom this afternoon. University officials, as well as friends and family of E.J. Ball, are scheduled to be at the ceremony at the state-of-the-art mock courtroom and auditorium. Ball was a 1950 graduate of the University of Arkansas School of Law and appointed as a special justice to the Arkansas Supreme Court. He also created the nation's first commercial variable annuity life insurance company and was chosen as outstanding lawyer in 1976 by the Arkansas Bar Association.
Expansion of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Library is officially underway. Ground was broken yesterday for the work that will more than double the seating capacity for the Borum Library. The addition, the Learning and Research Center, adds 214 new computer stations, makes room for 52,000 new volumes, and creates a 24-hour study area. The addition will cost just over $14 million to complete. $5 million for the project was raised by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Foundation, and another $2 million was provided by a grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce. As Arkansans get ready to take to the water for the 4th of July weekend, calls for boat safety are mounting. Officials with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission say the 4th of July is expected to bring thousands of people to lakes and rivers. Game and Fish Commission spokesperson Keith Stevens says boaters should exercise basic common sense.
Make sure that you give way to other boats. You know, stay in the middle of the channel if possible. Don't get up too close to the banks. You know, it could be shallow there. You don't want to get close to docks. If you're out pulling a skier or pulling someone on a tube, make sure that you've got somebody that's watching specifically for the tuber or the skier.
He says wildlife officers are scheduled to patrol and make sure people use their boats responsibly. Safety classes are available at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission website.
From the waterways to the roadways, state and local enforcement agencies are teaming up for a summer holiday effort to cut down on drunk driving. Drunk driving over the limit under arrest will begin July 1st, that's Friday, and stretch for 9 days, geared specifically toward securing the roads for 4th of July celebrations. Ann Whitehead of the Highway Safety Office says officers will work overtime.
Alcohol impairs many of the skills that safe driving requires. And so that leaves law enforcement with little choice but to demonstrate a position of zero tolerance. So anyone caught driving with a BAC, a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher, will be arrested. It's just simply not worth the risk.
The initiative is part of a national program. Nationwide, nearly half of all deadly traffic accidents on the 4th of July weekend involve an impaired driver. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe told a gay rights group last night that despite New York's recent move to allow gay marriage, he still doesn't support gay marriage or civil unions for Arkansas. Governor Beebe is the first sitting governor to speak publicly to a group like the Stonewall Democrats. He says marriage should be between a man and a woman and that the state constitution mandates that.
I don't think that's discrimination because I think that's appropriate societal judgment. I think that's an appropriate societal Now, do I think anybody ought to come in your bedroom and tell you what to do? Nope.
The group's president said he appreciated the governor's honesty. Governor Beebe pointed to his acceptance of gay couples as possible foster parents as an example of how his views on gay rights have changed over time. 5 years ago, the governor says he supported a ban on gay foster parents.
The University of Arkansas soccer team will host 10 games during the 2011 season this fall. The schedule was released yesterday. Arkansas will first host Oklahoma for an exhibition match August 13th. The real season will begin with a home match against SMU on August 19th. Other home matches include Oklahoma State, Missouri State, and six SEC matches, including LSU and Florida. The Razorbacks have 13 returning letter winners for the 2011 team.
And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals return to play tomorrow night at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. The Texas League All-Star Game is tonight in San Antonio. The North Squad will feature five members from the Naturals. Thursday, the Nats return to the regular season by hosting San Antonio.